this time I'd like for you to give a warm welcome to our speaker today, Joe Cross, who is the Topeka District Spiritual Growth and Mission Coordinator.
Thank you. The scripture I have for you today is from Psalms 34, 1 through 6. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your face shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. That is the word of God from the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, I am Joe Cross. I am on the district UMW team as spiritual growth coordinator. I am from Oskaloosa, and I attend the Oskaloosa United Methodist Church. I've lived there for lots of years, but still not considered a native. I wasn't born there. I have a husband of 48 years, Dean, and two children, five grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. And if that tells my age, so be it. They are wonderful. I love my family. I'm also I am also a lay speaker and have completed my requirements for becoming a commissioned lay speaker and hopefully will be commissioned at this next annual meeting. I really want to thank you for asking me here. This is a wonderful, wonderful day for the United Methodist Women. And I want to tell you what we've already done. I almost feel like I could say amen and sit down, because this has been a very awesome service. But first, I want to show you a little bit about me. When Patty called me and she wanted a talk on peace for 15 to 20 minutes, and I was having lots of trouble with my computer, actually my printer, and I was getting to become very nervous. But you know, I am a lay speaker, and I've been on the team for a while, and I do the worship for the district meetings, so I have learned to be prepared. So I started packing yesterday, and I thought, well, I'll be ready. So the first thing I needed was my Bible. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to tell them about being the lay leader for the district, so maybe I better bring my book of discipline along, other known as a good sleeping pill. Then also the social principles of the United Methodist Church, some of our beliefs might come up. Oh, and then the journal from last year's conference. Well, that pretty well should take care of that, but I'm going as a district spiritual growth person, so maybe I better bring along our book that we get all our rules and what we do and our jobs and everything. Pretty heavy. Oh, and you know this. This is the program book for United Methodist Women this year entitled Finding Peace. And the prayer calendar always comes in handy. This is something we can use at each meeting. Oh, and I always use my book of worship when I put together the district meeting worship. And maybe, well, what about the response? Everybody knows what that is, don't they? Oh, and the New World Outlook. Oh, yeah, the bridge. That's the Kansas East Conference, UMW's newsletter. And the Covenant Connection, that's the Topeka District's newsletter. I get to write a little article each month or each time. So that should be, oh, I know. I'm going to talk about going to Topeka Correctional Facility, so better have my badge. No, be prepared. That's what we need to be. So I started getting ready, my clothes lining out, and I thought, well, this looks okay. Kind of like this pin. Wear a cross so you'll know I'm a Christian. And then, well, I have a UMW pin, or a United Methodist pin. And I also have a flaming cross. That way you'll know I'm a really good Methodist. And a pin that you've seen before today, the special recognition pins. Oh, what else do I need? Well, I better take... Nah, that don't go along. I better be sure and take this. In case I start sweating. And these shoes, they ought to give me a lift. And my coat. Well, I need a coat today. Hat, well, like I said, I need to be prepared. Hi, you know, the more I do this and the more I think, the more stressed I get. Oh, I wish someone would give me a little peace. My topic today is peace. But that's just a prime example of how we can lose our peace, by getting all stressed out and upset about things. As I said, the United Methodist Women's Program book is entitled Finding Peace. And you know, that's really a challenge in our world today. A world with lack of violence and war. Wouldn't that be wonderful? World peace. What about peace in cities where there's lack of gangs and discrimination? Or peace in schools where all students feel equal and accepted? Okay, peace in our communities, churches, homes. Where can all this be attained and how? I feel that it can start with personal peace, inner peace, where we accept ourselves. When we feel better about ourselves, we are more apt to accept others. When we don't judge ourselves harshly, we are more likely to not judge others. When we let the love of God guide our lives, we are more likely to look at others and their differences with the love God wants us to have. How do we find personal peace? Where do we start? Well, the Bible's a good place. There are so many verses that refer to peace. One, and I'm going to give you several of them. The first one is Numbers 6, 23 to 26. And this is God speaking to Moses, telling him what to tell Aaron. Tell him, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And then there's Psalms 34:14. depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And what about Proverbs 16:7? When a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. If you don't know where to start when you're reading the Bible, the UMW prayer calendar has an Old and a New Testament reading each day. There's daily books like Our Upper Room, or The Daily Bread, or there's numerous books you can get with daily readings. Also, meditation is a way to obtain peace. But you know, meditation is really sometimes difficult when what's bothering you keeps threatening and stealing into your thinking. I think it's real hard for especially women who are really busy with lots of things going on and outside the home and in the home and everywhere else. But you know, I've learned a way that I meditate and calm myself, and that is I take a deep breath, and as I take a deep breath, I kind of quietly think or say to myself a reassuring word, and lots of times I'll just use God. And then when I exhale, whatever's bothering me, I push out. And when I do that for a while, I find myself calming and I'm able to relax and cut off the stinking thinking sometimes. Or I just recite affirmations to help me calm myself. Like the verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or sing, or hum a song. And I won't sing to you because I'm not in the choir for a reason. But one of my favorite songs that I sing when I'm by myself is, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Or the chorus, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Or, thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. But you know, you can use just about anything that calms yourself. And because for me, it's hard to sit still. And that's what I have to do. Prayer is another wonderful way for me to find peace within myself. Philippians 4:6-7 reads, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. In my earlier years as a Christian, I always thought that it had to be a big, bad thing for you to pray, because I didn't want to bother God otherwise. But the words of Matthew 7:7-8 help me understand that nothing is too small or too big to take to God. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. I learned to surrender to God each day and ask him to show me his will. When I'm rushed, I ask for time. When I'm confused, I ask for clarity. When hurt, I ask for healing. These short little prayers calm my rapid thoughts. And you know, always, we must always remember to thank the Lord for all he gives us, whether it's good or bad, and praise his holy name for his presence in our lives. A well-known prayer that is used in 12-step programs and also is in our hymnal is the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And in the hymnal, the last line is to distinguish one from another. That prayer can guide you to identify whether you can make a difference or when it's just something you need to turn over to God, and usually it's something you need to turn over to God. You know, I'm an action person, like I said a while ago, so sometimes I just have to tell myself, don't just do something, sit there. Is there anyone that holds a grudge against you? Do you have someone you think you can't forgive? Is there something in your life that you feel like you have a right to be angry about? You know, a grudge is one thing that doesn't get better when it's nursed. Or losing your temper is no way to get rid of it. Is there someone in your life that you haven't tried to contact for some time because of a misunderstanding? Lack of forgiveness and lack of attempt for reconciliation can steal our peace also. The Bible states, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against one another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. That's from Galatians 6, 12 through 13. It's hard to say I'm wrong or forgive a misdeed, but it is a path to peace. You know, there's also great peace in fellowship with other Christians. Bible studies, Christian education, worship service always help you to be together with others. Fellowship in the United Methodist Church, or the United Methodist Women, has helped me in many ways. You know, I'm really glad to be a United Methodist Woman. I love this organization. It adds a lot to my life. But you know, really, I'm sort of a newbie because I've only been a member for 5 years. When I was working full-time and I'd be approached to join, I'd always say, oh, I'm too busy with my job and my kids and my family and all the activities that I have to follow them with, and it's just not a good time. Well, you know, right after the worship service, the day of church that I announced my joy of retiring, guess who was standing at the door? One of the United Methodist Women, and they said, now that you're retired, would you like to join the unit? You know, what could I say? And I did. I said yes, because it was something that really pulled at my heart. And, you know, I really love the program. I love the fact that part of it is reading, because I love to read. And you know, I like to be with people and I like to cook, so fundraisers and all those other activities were really good for me. Yeah, and also, like I said, I worked for 30 years in an office, mainly with men, who I did a lot of their work for them. They got paid about 4 times as much as I did. No anger. Men, I'm sorry. But anyway, that's the way it was. And so I am really an advocate for fairness for women, no matter whether it's in the workplace or other place. And as I said, I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. So children are really dear to my heart, and I want to see that they all have a good life. And when you read the history of the United Methodist Women, and some of their beliefs and some of the things in the response and all that, you know that they are advocates for women and children. So I knew I was hooked, that I was in the right place. Giving is another way to go into and have inner peace. You know, it's something the Lord expects of us. Matthew 25:40 says, "And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did for the least of these, my brethren, you did for me." Sometimes don't we let our needs or problems overwhelm us until we see someone whose struggles are much worse than ours? Most of us feel satisfied and have peace in mind when we give and donate something, be it material or our time. Don't we find joy when we help others? Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Every single thing in our lives can be used to serve God. The United Methodist denomination is a church grounded in missions and giving. Thus, the United Methodist women also base so much of their program on funding missions. I've always been involved in missions in the church because I was the missions chairperson for a while. And so missions are really close to my heart. And the UMW is just really involved in a lot of different missions all over the world. United Methodist women are much more than women who serve funeral dinners, have fundraisers, make ham and beans, or chicken and noodles. That's my forte. United Methodist women are much more than ladies that take over the morning service once a year. Look at this. In this church itself, in the unit and the it just left me, circle. I always have a hard time remembering what that is. You know, they give their pledge to the district, to the bishop's roundup. They collect school supplies, gloves, hats, and missions for Fellowship Incorporated. Food for doorsteps, yarn for the prison ministries. They collect pop tabs and Campbell's labels, not to mention that they pray for local missions in the military and are very active in the Five Star Women program. This unit and the circles are a prime example of why United Methodist women are in the spotlight all over the world. Think about it. United Methodist women can be very influential. United Methodist women can be seen speaking against prejudices like human trafficking, immigration issues, unfair business practices, and the crisis in Sudan, Haiti, and Afghanistan. United Methodist women have been seen marching in front of national chain stores against unfair employment. United Methodist women can be seen at the state legislature. Last Tuesday, they came together for the legislative event for the advocacy in faith. United Methodist women may be seen May 2011 at Washington, D.C. at the immigration seminar entitled "Crossing the Borders of Injustice." Being of service can be very beneficial to our personal peace. Aren't there times when you're out doing something for your unit or for your church and it helps you pass the time that otherwise might be lonely or painful? Participating in ministries help those we serve feel the love of Christ, and serving helps us live in Christian love. 1 John 4:21, "And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." I volunteer at the Topeka Women's Correctional Facility, along with Margaret. She's kind of my mentor because she's been there much longer than I have. But you know, that is a very rewarding experience for me. Most of what I do is just mentor their activities, and basically what that means is be a body so they can have them. Sometimes we have to do some work, but you know, they are so thankful. There are times that really, and I have to drive about 40 minutes one way to come, and there are times that I would just rather do something else, but I go anyway. And you know, listening to them when they come in and I say, how you doing? And this is ladies that are incarcerated say, I am blessed. And they talk about things and we have a lot of fun. You know, many of them are really dear for me. And I appreciate so much that they add to my life. You know, I feel that it's really important when we're able to and can to step up and do what needs to be done in our circles, our units, the district, and the conference. That is why I'm here today, why I have the position of the spiritual growth coordinator for the district. You know, when I was asked to do it, I thought, well, my duties as a lay speaker and this goes together, and it does, it works well. And I enjoy planning worship services. And I really enjoy being on the district UMW team. And one of the ladies here today, Janae Green, is also on the team. And we get a lot done, and we have a lot of fun. But you know, the team now is in the planning of the 2011 spring district meeting. It'll be March 12th at the Stull United Methodist Church. The title of the program is Peace, Seek, Pray, and Grow. There are other events that are coming up in the district and the conference, and that's the Christian School of Mission at Baker University, July 14th through 16th. That is an awesome time, and anyone can go to that. You don't have to be a United Methodist woman. You don't even have to be a woman. You can go. Children go, and there's a lot of good studies and good fellowship. We have the conference event, annual event, in September, and also on September the 24th is the district fall meeting. You know, I urge you to get involved in your local unit. The reading program is a great way for you to learn and grow without even leaving your home. And the books keep you informed about the United Methodist Women's missions and the causes they support. Their Response and the New World Outlook, these are magazines that are great sources of information. I urge you to try to attend all the district meetings and the conference events. Do you have to go? No. I don't get to all of them because I do other things. But you know, the opportunity is great, and there again is the fellowship with other UMW women, and you come away learning a lot. We all want to have personal peace and contentment. We ask God what He wants us to see in troubling situations. When we feel God's will revealed, then we can follow with confidence. So many of the practices that I spoke about can help us find inner peace. And it can touch others in Christian love. Think about how this love and acceptance can touch many people. Could each of us, by gaining personal peace, cause a rippling effect that each time would wave and wave until it waved over the world? I don't know, but maybe we should try it. And I'd like to close with another song that I will say, not sing. Go now in peace. Go now in peace. Let the love of God surround you. Everywhere, everywhere you may go. Thank you. Go in peace.